Corey Norman joins us on the line. They're on a roll, the Parramatta Eels. Good morning, Corey.
Morning, how are we?
Yeah, good, buddy. Good day,
Corey.
Last week I asked you, what's your favourite position? You said 5'8". This week you're playing fullback.
Yeah, back at fullback again this week. So I think Brad just wants to get a, you know, a proper good look at Sam. So, yeah, back there this week.
Do you enjoy it?
Yeah, I don't mind it, mate. It's a bit more running, but, you know, I'm all over the park. I'm on the ball. So, yeah, I don't mind it.
You can inject yourself when you need to and sort of probably don't have to make as many tackles. Can't be a bad thing.
Yeah, no, it's all right. But like I said, you get a few extra Ks back there, you know, sideline to sideline, especially on the line.
Mate, tell us about Salmon. He's the young 5'8", who's come up. He's come with a big reputation. We saw him off the bench last week. What do you think?
Yeah, look, he didn't get much of a chance. I think he came on. We ended up playing with 12 players and he got about 15, 20 minutes. So, he went well for what he was given, but I'm looking forward to this week. He starts this week, and I'm really looking forward to him taking the line on.
You had a tough game against the Dragons last time out, and you lost on the bell. I think Dufty scored with a couple of minutes to go. Mm. You seem to have their measure, and you're playing some good footy. I think we had Dave Middleton on, and they've won one from the last five, and you've won two from the last five. So if we do form, the Eels are in better form. It's going to be a tough game, but Parramatta just seems to be clicking at the moment.
Yeah, look, I think, you know, they're obviously going to be very disappointed the way they've been travelling. And I think they're going to come ready to play on Saturday. We definitely, on our side, we definitely just want to get a little roll on and finish the year out strong. So, you know, we're very excited for this match and can't wait, you know, to play Saturday.
What did you take out of the win over the Gold Coast?
Oh, look, I think, you know, our first half was good. Our second half, the starts of our second half have been poor the last couple of weeks, and we've managed to, you know, come good in the back half. We really need to focus on that first 15, 20 minutes in the second half.
Yeah, it's been one of those years. Brad Arthur, everyone talks about, you know, how good he's going and things like that, but it's got to be hard, mate. Like, and I ask quite openly that, you know, when you turn up on training on Monday after having it, you know, after another loss or a tough game, what does Brad do? What, you know, is it motivation? Is it more training? Is it, you know, go out and enjoy yourself? I'm trying to get a figure of what happens.
Yeah, look, it's a bit of all of that, really. You know, the last couple of weeks have been good, but yeah, before you just got to, I think it's got to come from the playing group as well. Everyone's got to stay positive. And you know what? If you've come into training, you wouldn't think we're, you know, running last. You know,
sure.
We've had a few people come in and say, oh, this team doesn't look like they're running last. So, you know, we still come in and we draw each other's company and we're positive. And it's just one of those years where nothing's really worked out. And we've got four games left and we can, you know, finish strong.
Corey, that must be a hard conversation. Does that dreaded term wooden spoon get mentioned and the motivation is to avoid that?
Yeah, look, it did 4 weeks ago, but we haven't brought it up since. You know, we have, like I just said, we spoke about 4 weeks ago and it's something that we don't want to get. So I think, you know, all us bottom teams are, you know, we're winning games at the end, so we need a few of the teams above us to stop winning games.
Buggers. Buggers.
Where does the danger for the Dragons lie?
Yeah, look, I think, you know, Dufty, even in their forwards, I think we've got to do a job on their forwards. Mm. You know, they're really good at, you know, laying the platform. And then, you know, they do shift for shift kind of football, so we've got to really do a job on their football forward, and then take care of Dufty as well.
Mate, Hain was good last week. That was against the Gold Coast Titans. And Clint Gutherson's now been shifted to the centres. I'm just wondering, where do you reckon, just a personal opinion, where do you reckon Clint Gutherson's best position is?
Well, look, I think it's fullback. I really think it's fullback. But the guy Clint is, wherever Brad, you know, asks him to be, he'll, you know, he'll do a job for us. He's been in the centres for us before. I think he scored 2 tries or something like that. So wherever Brad puts him, he does a job. So, yeah, that's what I love about Clint.
Mate, what about you? There's speculation of a lot of things with you. What does it look like next year?
Yeah, look, it's still the same. You know, I got to talk to my manager soon and But yeah, nothing's changed. You know, I'm still contracted here next year, and, sure, and I'll be here next year. So I'm sure if anything changes, it, you know, there's no secrets in rugby league. We know that, so everyone will find out.
Hey, can I ask?
There's a coaching position at Penrith up for grabs, Corey.
I was going to ask you that. Like, obviously, you, unless you're living under a rock, you can't help but see what's going on at Penrith last week. Do you have any? Well, what do you think about that?
Oh, look, yeah, it's you've heard all year. You know, I think, you know, Gus and Hook have had their problems, or they haven't seen eye to eye. So it's probably not too surprising. Look, it is what it is, and you know, Gus probably did it thinking in the best interest of Penrith, and no doubt the boys, you know, out at Penrith will get on with the job, and at the end of the day they've got to. You know, they're winning games as well, so no doubt they'll get on with it, and you know, really try to finish the year off strong and into the semis as well.
Corey, you're a good man. Thanks for that.
No worries. Cheers,
good,
boys.
Good luck against the Dragons there.